Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jan van Muren, editor at My Broadband. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
So why does the Infinity look like it's just run out of energy? Does it not look like a deflated pup, eh?
It's like a bit of a pup Infinity.
It's like it wants to be Infinity, but it just can't be.
Yes. Well, I mean, just like this tech, right? It's it's something that promises perpetuity, but we'll see.
I like
Zen Master used to say, we'll see how it checks out.
Jeez, you're being very deep this morning at 6:46, eh?
Yeah, you've woken me up too early, Howard.
Well, listen, maybe we're getting the best of you because some very contemplative thoughts. So tell us about this. Tell us about what this actually means, this change.
Sure. So, I think it's a way for Mark Zuckerberg to stake his claim on this nebulous concept called the metaverse. And also, you know how it is in corporates. If you want everybody to pull in the same direction, then, sometimes the names matter. And so in this case, having the company named Facebook after their social network, paints the picture that the company is a social networking company, but it hasn't been for a while. They've acquired Oculus VR a while ago. And so they've been working in virtual reality for quite a long time. And now obviously with the cryptocurrency and blockchain, experiments that they're doing, trying to get their Libra currency off the ground, all that form building blocks for this metaverse thing. That's where the name Meta that's what the name Meta is referring to. Meta can refer to several things. In the geek nomenclature, we might say something is meta when you're referring to the meta game, which is the game outside the game. When you're playing a game competitively,
right.
there is a game that's played outside the game before you even sit down at the table or sit down at the computer to play. Sort of how this particular group plays constitutes the meta game, and there's metadata and all kinds of uses of the word meta. That this could have been, but what this is about specifically is the metaverse. The whole announcement yesterday was about the metaverse.
It's actually quite fascinating to me because they've taken a very commonly used word, but it's a very here and now word, which is an interesting and I think quite, it's like doing your guest bathroom in purple because purple's very in right now. So it's all very well to paint a wall that color, but to do something that's going to be you expect to last a long time is quite dangerous. I could imagine Meta
not be a pop Infinity,
Meta, I would imagine, could be a tech development, but not the holding company. I would have expected the holding company to be something a little bit more longer, not the here and now, maybe.
Yeah, something a bit more timeless. Mm. Well, it's an interesting one, and we'll once again we'll see. Meta is an ancient Greek; it's derived from ancient Greek. While it's become a word that we use in the here and now, its origins are quite ancient. We'll see. see how timeless it ends up being. This metaverse thing that Facebook is pursuing. We've seen depictions of it in various science fictions. Probably the first occurrence of the actual word metaverse is in Neal Stephenson's book Snow Crash, and it envisioned an internet quite similar to what we have today back in 1992 when there were already the rumblings of the internet. So that wasn't too groundbreaking, but also virtual reality and so on. It was quite a forward-looking book in that sense. And then, something that people might be more familiar with is The Matrix, which is quite a dystopian view of a metaverse. and, you know, Ready Player One, which is sort of more balanced, you know, it's good and bad. But like a criminally underrated, science fiction author, who wrote about various topics, including a thing, similar to the metaverse is the author of a trilogy called Jump 225, David Louis Edelman. And the first book in that is called InfoQuake. And, he envisions a metaverse, you know, that's more in line, I think, with what Mark Zuckerberg is pursuing here. It's one where you don't have to wear a heavy headset on your head. And for people who might have watched Battlestar Galactica spin-off called Caprica, you know, you can think of something like that. But it's basically a world parallel to our own, but which can interact with our own. So you can project a digital version of yourself into the real world at certain points and physically interact with people. There are limitations, obviously, because, you know, you don't, you're not subject to gravity and all that stuff. But like, that sounds to me like the metaverse that Mark Zuckerberg is pursuing, is one where it's not just, all digital, where there's some connection to the real world as well.
It's really, really interesting. Was the timing, you know, everyone's saying it's because of all these whistleblowers, but this kind of a project at this scale doesn't take a few weeks. This takes a long time to get going. So I think we've possibly been quite unfair by saying, well, you know, they've had all of these issues now at Facebook, so they're changing the name. It might appear that way, but it certainly can't have started when all of these rumblings started, I imagine. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I also doubt it. Just the paperwork, the legal paperwork alone, to get the name change done, would have been a project on its own. And then, you know, everything else, the corporate identity, which, you know, will include the new logo and branding, and all the imagery around Meta, would have taken quite a while to put together. And then last night they showcased several projects that they're working on and several underpinning technologies that, you know, to this metaverse that they're working on, which is years in the making. This is not stuff that was cooked up overnight. And Mark Zuckerberg actually, to his credit, I mean, you know, for all his faults and, you know, I might disagree with a man on many, many issues, but he did at the outset of this, Connect 2021, event of theirs yesterday, deal with the elephant in the room, which is the whistleblowers and stuff. So, you know, it's almost like that part of the speech was recorded afterwards and spliced in the front. So that, you know, right at the outset, he acknowledges, yes, Facebook's, in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. And this is why we're going ahead with what we're doing today anyway.
Right. I would imagine, and looking up the definition of Meta, according to Merriam-Webster, says showing or suggesting an explicit awareness of itself or oneself. Self-referential.
Yes, exactly.
Which kind of makes
metaphysics,
sense.
Metaphysics, yeah. Meta gaming, metadata, exactly.
Right, I see that, yeah. Okay, so that is quite interesting because it, maybe on some level it is saying that Facebook being aware of itself, maybe it's saying taking more responsibility for what it is.
We'll see.
Jan, you can't keep saying we'll see. Jeez, Jan.
Yeah, as I said, you got me contemplative this morning. it's just that there's so much damage that has been wrought by the social network, right? The social network, Facebook. You know, there's, and it's not the people, it's not intentional, I think. Other people might have different opinions on that. But there's a long way to go for Facebook to even show a willingness to self-regulate. At this point, all of these companies are effectively passing the ball back to government, and in fairness, you know, government should have been more proactive. We know just from history that they always drop the ball when it comes to technology. But yeah, where these companies, Facebook is just one of them. It happens to be the most prominent one. But where these companies pass the ball back to especially U.S. legislators, and they say, you should be the ones telling us what this needs to look like. You should be the ones to craft the regulation, and we'll comply. But to expect us to be effectively judge, jury, and executioner is a problem. And it is a problem. But that's the position that they're in, unfortunately. You know, just by virtue of creating good technology, they've become the custodians of the public square.
Mm. If the reason for this isn't to rebrand in terms of its image, that type of thing, is this just a practical decision to create a holding company where these, where the other social media networks that, that live in their stable can live?
Right, yeah, so they, for those who might not know, yeah, they own Facebook, they own Instagram, and they own WhatsApp, and then they own this VR company called Oculus. And then underneath that, stuff that, you know, folks don't even know Facebook necessarily does, they've got various projects in connectivity. They build robots that lay fiber, that they're busy testing here in South Africa. They're laying fiber, subsea fiber cables all over the world. They are building all kinds of software around virtual and augmented reality that don't really have a place. You know, the virtual reality stuff kind of falls under Oculus, but Oculus has, you know, sometimes has a different mandate. You know, they're kind of focused on hardware development and so on. And so you might want to split that, you know, those kinds of research functions out. And put it under, you know, this holding company Meta. And yeah, it's probably something more practical to do with that in addition to being a symbol to the actual staff at Facebook. Now Meta, to say, we're all part of the same family and this is the direction in which we're pulling. We're not just a social networking company. We're not just Facebook. We're a metaverse company. And this is not unusual. Google did the exact same thing. Even though people don't refer to it by its holding company name, Google's holding company is Alphabet. And they did exactly the same thing a few years ago for exactly the same reasons.
One of our listeners saying it's meant to look, hold on, let me just see. Oh, I just lost that reply. Here we go. I could be wrong, but doesn't the symbol, isn't it meant to look like virtual reality goggles?
Yeah, exactly, right? So it's a stylized M that kind of looks like glasses or goggles, because part of what they showed yesterday is a vision where you don't pick up a heavy headset, you pick up a pair of glasses. And they're already kind of working on this with Ray-Ban, where they're doing these snap-style shades. But basically what they were showing was eventually the screen that you put on your face will be as light as a pair of normal glasses, sunglasses or spectacles. And so, yeah, it's definitely evoking, you know, even though we're mocking it for being a bit of a pup infinity, it's all those things. It's an infinity symbol. It's glasses. It's a stylized M, all those
things. I just keep looking at it and thinking, what did you pay for that? What did you pay to get that? And how many meetings? How many meetings did you have and how many iterations before you agreed on a pup infinity symbol? It is about to go 7 o'clock. Jan van Meulen, you can go back to bed now. Thank you for chatting to us. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
You too.
And I hope your voting day goes well on Monday.
You too.